Hare Krishna. So, in the last video, we saw that Duryodhana has approached his teacher, his Acharya, Dronacharya, and is describing. In fact, from the verse number 3, 4, 5, and 6, Dronacharya has been told by Duryodhana about the glories of the armies of Pandava. Now, let's see what he's telling in today's verse, the verse number 7. It goes like this.
अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तानि बोद्धा द्विजोत्तमा नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते.
So here he is saying a very nice thing. O Dvijottama, O best of the Brahmanas, Tan Nibodha, please understand. What to understand? He is saying, understand about our army. Asmakam tu Vishishtaye. Understand about our people. And specially I want to tell you about Mama Sainyasya Nayaka. I want to tell you about the captains or commanders of my army. And let me tell you this very, very clearly. Bravimite. But now if suppose Dronacharya is asking, why are you telling me all this? Sangyartham. So that you completely understand about our army. Now, in this particular verse, it's very clear. After speaking a lot about Pandava's army, maybe now Duryodhana has realized that I think I spoke too much about Pandavas. And this old person, you know, he might become discouraged. So now let me speak and encourage Dronacharya. So one thing which Duryodhana was going through, the thought process of Duryodhana was that he was fearful. All of us have been clear about this. We have seen this in the previous videos. He was fearful. And when he spoke, verse after another about the Pandava's army, he did not want that Dronacharya should feel that he is fearful. So now, from this verse onwards, he starts speaking boldly. Asmakam tu Vishishtaye. Understand about our people. And when this Duryodhana, he was speaking to Dronacharya, many other great stalwarts from his army, they were coming and listening. What is the talk that is going on between the king and his guru? So they all were coming and they were listening. So Duryodhana did not want some negativity to creep in, in all these great stalwarts who were listening about the Pandava strength. So he spoke this verse. And another important thing is, we see that Dronacharya was there. Dronacharya was there on the side of Duryodhana. But still Duryodhana had that thing in the mind that this person might shift. This person might not fight. So through this verse, he wanted to incite anger again. And he chanted this verse, or he spoke this particular thing just to tell him, see, even if you don't fight because of your sentiments towards Pandavas, it's okay. Anyways, I'll be victorious. Because I've got all these great stalwarts. look at the diplomatic way or the dealing of Duryodhana with his people. What can we learn from this verse? See, all of us are leaders in some or the other aspect of life. Either we are leader in the family or we are leader in the corporate, in our office, in our team. We might be a leader in the apartment or the society, nation or the entire world. So, there's some leadership lessons that we can take from here. One is, the leader shouldn't create negativity or discourage, his subordinates by his actions or speech. This is very, very important. In fact, a leader is always observed by all the subordinates. They always keep observing, how the leader is behaving, what he's speaking. Second thing is, to keep the team spirit on, the leader should make sure that all the tension, all the pressure, he has to hold on himself and not leak to the subordinates. This is very, very important. And in the critical situations, even if the leader approaches the subordinates, what is the use of it? They might not be able to help him a lot, to a very great extent. So, one important point that every leader should understand is, in critical situations, the leader should approach his superior and not subordinates. Now Duryodhana, with his diplomatic way of speech, he's going to describe his, and he's going to name different personalities from his army. And that we'll see in the next verse. It's going to be very interesting. Thank you very much. Let's meet tomorrow again. Hare Krishna.